Yud Menachemov, Son Tisha B'Av Nidcha, Sunday the 11th of August, Rabbi Meir Zvi Rappaport, Tisha B'Av.
Shloisha Nisnabu L'Shoinecha. Three of our Levim will misnabe the word of Eicha, how? Moshe, Yeshaya, Yirmiyo. Moshe Omar, Eicha Esa Levadi, Tolchachem, Umasavchem, Verivchem. How can I alone carry your contentiousness, your rebelliousness, your arguments? Yeshaya Omar, Heicha Oysol Ezoino, Kiryon Emono. How could it be that Yerushalayim, Irakoidish, the residents of Yerushalayim, became immoral, became rebellious? Yirmio Omar Heicha, Yoshua Vodod Hoi Rabosi Om. Omar Eblevi, Moshele Matroino, Shahoyu Lo Shoisho Shushbinim. This can be compared to an aristocratic woman who had three attendants. Echod Rois B'Shalvosa, the first attendant who used to work for her, saw her in her tranquility when she had it all. She had everything given to her on a silver platter. She had comfort. She had everything. She had the mon. Echod Rois B'Parzusa, once saw her in a state of rebelliousness. Ve'echod Rois B'Nivulo, and the last attendant saw her in a state of degradation, in a state when she was thrown out and she was discarded. Kach Moshe ro'es Yisrael b'kovoidon v'shalvosom ve'omar eicho es alevadi tochachem u'masavchem v'rivchem. Yishayo ro'esom b'parzusom ve'omar eicho oiso lezoino. Yirmio ro'esom b'nivulom ve'omar eicho yoshuva vodod. So says the Medrash. Why is the Medrash connecting the three Eichos? What's the message? What does the Medrash want to tell us? What does the Medrash want to teach us? There's an interesting Gemara story. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara. Yasiv Reb Chiya Bar Abba V'Rabasi Kamei D'Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Chiya Bar Abba and Rabasi were Talmidim. They were young Talmidim. They were sitting in front of the aged Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. V'Yasiv Rabbi Yochanan V'Komenamnim. Rabbi Yochanan was old and he was dozing off. Omale Reb Chiya Bar Abba L'Rabasi, when Rabbi Yochanan was dozing off, the two Talmidim started talking to each other. They started schmoozing to each other. Mipnei Ma'o Ifesh She'Bebovel Shmeinim. Why is it that the birds of Bovel are so fat, so healthy, so plump? Homale, you want to see fat birds? Klach lemid barazo. Go to the Gaza desert, there I'll show you fat birds. Then he asked another few questions, Reb Chiya Bar Abba asks. Mipnei ma moyadim shebebovel smeichim? How come in Bovel the yomim toivim are so joyous? So he answered, Rabasi answered, Mipnei shemaniim. They don't have time to, they don't have the capacity to be joyful because they're poor, only on Yom Tov they reserve for joy. Mipnei ma talmidei chachomim shebebovel metzionim? Why did the Babylonian talmidei chachomim dress so nicely? Lifi she'enem bnei Torah, because they wouldn't get the respect as much as the tzadikim of the talmidei chachomim of Eretz Yisrael, because they're not as learned, therefore they need to dress appropriately. Mipnei ma yivdei kichovim mezoyhomim? Why is the idol worshippers, why are they impure? Why do they smell? Mipnei she'ochim shkotzim v'ramosim. Yisar b'ur Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wakes up. Omar lehu, he says to them, Loi kach omarti lochem. Have I not told you, Emor lachochmo achoisiat? Tell wisdom that you are my sister. Im bor lecho adovo kachoischo. If the matter of aloch is as clear to you as the fact that a brother doesn't marry a sister, oimreyu, then kenst dos ibezogen. Veim lav loisemreyu. Otherwise, don't say it over. Omru leis, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Yochanan, nu ad rabbe. So, you tell us. Ah, okay, I'll answer. You want to know me? Pnei ma'o yifeshe b'bovel shmeinim? Mipnei Shaloi Golu. They never went to Golus. They never suffered the travails and tribulations of Golus. Therefore, they're healthy, plump, and fat. How do we know that the birds of Bovel never suffered Golus? A posuk shteit shan on Moyav minurov v'shoketu al shmorov uvagoyle loy holach. Moyav has been tranquil from its youth. It's always rested quietly in its place and never went into exile. So its flavor has always remained and its aroma has always stayed, never changed. And how do we know that the birds of Eretz Yisrael went to Golus? He says they went to Golus. How do we know? Das noch a posuk. The Tani Rebbe Yehuda Omer, 52 shana lo yov arish b'Yehuda. 52 years, not a single bird, not a single person passed through Yehuda. Umer videm shenemar al yehorim esobechi vonehi. Upon the destruction of the hills, I'll rise up in weeping and wailing. Even the beasts, the animals, and all the birds have wandered and gone. Behemis Gematria 52. So says the Gemara. Trasanta Maisa. This Maisa, similarly trivial conversation between two young Talmidim whose Rebbe has fallen asleep, and they're discussing something pretty trivial, and the Gemara records it, but what does the Gemara want to tell us? What's the message of this Gemara the Gemara wants to tell us? And what is the message of the Medrash, the three Eichos, Moshe's Eicho, Yirmiyah's Eicho, Yeshaya's Eicho? What's that? The Medrash puts together three psukim, three interesting psukim, which seem totally unrelated to each other. The Medrash, by the Parsha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The first posuk, it's a riddle, the first posuk, Zok the Medrash, Vayelech Reuven bimei ketzir chitim vayimtso dudoyim basodeh. What did he do? He took the dudoyim and he gave them to his mother. The second posuk, a posuk we all know, Chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimenu, you should educate the youth according to his path, so even when he grows old, he shouldn't veer away from that path. And the third posuk, Vayoimru, the Bnei Godum Bnei Reuven said to Moshe Rabbeinu, al tavireinu es hayardein, don't make us cross over the Yarden. No, lonu achuzo here. We want to live here. We've got plenty of animals. There's plenty of grazing ground here. Leave us here on this side of the Yarden. So says the Medrash. What's the juxtaposition? These three psukim. Was hashayfas on these three psukim? What will the Medrash? Zogt Reb David Luria de Radal in his gewaldike pirush on Medrash. Zogt a gewaldike vort. Vayelech, he says like this. He says, why did Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven not want to cross over to Eretz Yisrael? They're not Nishli Beretz Yisrael proper. Why did they want to live in Transjordan? Was it a financial calculation? They wanted good grazing ground so they could have lots and lots of animals? Zogt er nei. Well, the Gemara in Babakama zogt, says the Gemara in Babakama, that a person is not allowed to raise domesticated animals bei modako in Eretz Yisrael. Sheep and goats shouldn't be raised in Eretz Yisrael because Sheep and goats have a tendency to wander off in search of grazing. And there's always a risk that they'll cross, grow into fields that don't belong to them. And so, Achasash Gzeilem Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Chazal said, it's a Mishneh, it's a Halacha Psuko, you're not allowed to raise domesticated animals Bein Adak in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven didn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael proper. They had lots of animals. And there was a risk that their animals would go and graze in other people's fields and steal. They knew to keep far, far away from any inkling of chashash epes gzeli, even if their animals would be doing it inadvertently. And they said, look, we've got lots of behemoths, we've got lots of animals. And here, Meva Ayadim, we see there's plenty of grazing ground. Plenty of grazing ground is perfect for our animals to live here to keep far away from gzeli. Where did they get this sensitivity? Where did the sensitivity towards Gzeila come from? That they were willing to give up on the gewaldike dream, on the passionate chaloim that they had to live in Eretz Yisrael proper, all because of a slight chashash of Gzeila. For van kumtos? The Teretz Yisrael kumt from the Zeide Reuven. Vayelech Reuven, zogt Reb David Luria, beimei ketzir chitim. Why does the Pasuk need to tell us something so irrelevant, seemingly irrelevant, that Reuven went out be making zechitim during the wheat harvest. Was mir lagi ad wheat harvest? Aber kuk Rashi sagt Rashi, vayelech Reuven be making zechitim. Why does Rashi say zechitim? Because the pasuk wants to tell you that even though it was zechitim, there was plenty of wheat around. But wheat is usually planted by humans. And Reuven didn't want to take wheat because maybe the wheat belongs to somebody. Aber Dudoim. Dudoim is a wild flower. So Reuven looked for wild flowers that he knew wouldn't belong to anybody. Where did Reuven get this from? He was but 5 years old, maybe 7 years old. Dose de chinuch was er gehad. He had a chinuch from his parents, from Leah, from Reuven, to keep far away from something that doesn't belong to him. Und dem kann euch la nar au pidarko, sagt der Rebbe David Luria, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimenu. The chinuch which Reuven had wasn't just the chinuch which lasted for Reuven's old age. Gam ki yaskin means the future doiris, the kumedike doiris. Reuven's descendants had the same sensitivity. Sagt der Medrash, where did they get this from? They got it from the Zeide Reuven. Vayelech Reuven bimeke tzirchitim vayimtso dudoim basode. The sensitivity Reuven had was passed down through the generations. It became part of his DNA. It became part of his being. So even eingesappt in the marrow of his bones, that he had that sensitivity, and therefore it became part and parcel of him, and it went down through the future generations. So that his Eineklach, Bnei Godum and Reuven had the same sensitivity. As he zokt Rav David Luria, pshat in the Medrash. This, l'chore, is the message of the Medrash, of the Gemara. Lama zach trachtna bissel. Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmidim were sitting when? Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmidim were sitting after the Chuban Bais Sheni, after the second Chuban. The second Beis HaMikdosh stood for 420 years. The pasuk which speaks about the fact as a gunish geblieben in Eretz Yisrael, me oif hashamayim mad behema nododu olochu, that they all wandered off, man, animals, birds. Not a bird flew over Eretz Yisrael for 52 years. When did that take place? That was the nevuah by the Churban Bais Rishon. So we're talking 420 years after the Churban Bais Sheni, from the Churban Bais Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan shengiven alti yid. Be'erech 180 years after the second Churban, we're talking about 600 years since the Churban Bais Rishon. Und sagt der Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that the birds of Bavel are plump, fat and healthy, and the birds of Eretz Yisrael thin, emaciated, scrawny? Because they went to Golus, and the birds of Bavel didn't go to Golus. And when did the birds go to Golus? Wie lang zurück? 600 years! How many birds? How many generations of birds in 600 years? Let's take a conservative view. Let's say that birds give birth to chicks, lay eggs every 3 years. That's 200 generations of birds. And 200 generations of birds. These ones are plump and healthy, these ones are thin and scrawny. Why? Because their elders, 200 doiras ago, went to Golus. As the Pasuk says, we learned it in the Haftorah. And their Zaydis didn't go to Golus. The Chamavil Alarayim. Vos will the Medrash? Somebody showed me, Mrs. Cohen, she showed me an article from Y.Y. Rubinstein. Tassam Techidish. He writes the following. I'll read it to you. My daughter-in-law, the deputy director of the infertility department of Shari Tzedek, this is what Rabbi Y.Y. Rubinstein writes, in Yerushalayim, she recently sent me research showing that people's DNA is affected by their choices and behavior, and that those changes are passed on through the generations. Azeit gezogt Rabbi Saul Salantin, Azeit gezogt Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, long before this research was done. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin fragt, was the greatest sign of Avraham Avinu, that he was willing to throw himself into a kazdim. We read today in the Kinnis, the Mesiras Nefesh for Yidin, who wouldn't bow down to a Getschka, the simplest Poshet Yid. Aber verwandt kommt das. It's in their DNA from Avraham Avinu. Meise Ovois, Simen Lebonim, Azei Zogt Reb Chaim Volozhin, Azei Zogt Brisol Salante. That's why Bnei Godmen Reuven was sensitive to stealing. because the Zeder Uvein. Do zok do the Medrash. Zok the Medrash. That Yirmiyahu said, Eicho Yoshua Vodo do Yir Abosion. How did it come about? Eicho Yoshua Vodo do Yir Abosion. Wie kann es sein, Asachuben? Plutzung, Asachuben! Frumme Jiden, Erlche Jiden, Plutzung gewohn, Rotzchim, gewohn Bale Avere. How is it possible? Teretzi sagt dem Medrash, it didn't start from there. It started earlier. It started from the back from Yeshaya. Yeshaya sagt, Eicho Yisrael, Ezoino Kiriyan Emono. And if you want to know where did that start, or where was the root for that? The Mekoy was Eicho Yoshua, Eicho Eso Levadi Torchachem U'Masafchem V'Livchem. The Yesoy, the Mekoy, the root for the Chubim didn't start by the Chubim, by Yesheni. And it didn't start by the Chubim, by Yisrishin. It started all the way back. All the way back in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the seeds were sown then, when Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu was at a loss, after Gezopt Eicho Eser Levadi Torchachem U'Masavchem U'Livchem, when Klal Yisrael showed their rebelliousness. This Yesoid, we find further in Medrash. In Medrash state, Leo, Leo Tofsa Plach Hoidoyo, when did she say, when was she Tofsa Plach Hoidoyo? She Leo acknowledged and she thanked when Yehuda was born, Apamoides Hashem. Zog the Medrash so to her descendants. Yehuda, Ot Gezog Tzotko, Mimeni acknowledged, Dovda Melech Ot Gezog Toidur Hashem Kitoiv. And Daniel too was moide le'eloko to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rochel, Tofsa Plach Shtiko. She was shoisek, she was able to keep quiet. When would she toifes this plach, this mido, this characteristic of shtiko, when she didn't tell Yaakov that she'd given over the simonim to Leo? So to her descendants were toifes plach shtiko. Binyamin knew that Yosef was sold. He kept quiet. Und weiter, Shaul HaMelech, lo yigit Shaul es dvar HaMalchus. Shaul HaMelech became king, he was anointed by Shmuel HaNovi, he met his uncle. He didn't WhatsApp straight away and send the whole world a photo. Nishketon, family photos are to be kept at home. Family photos are not dished around to the world. Gewon achos, gewon achala, the ganze Welt da wissen wegen dem. Lo yigit Shaul es dvar HaMalchus, he didn't tell anybody. Even his uncle, he didn't show the photo that he became king. A viele das nicht. Und weiter, Esther Amalko, es amoves moiladeto, she didn't say over her Malchus, who she was. This is the same Yesoid that it goes down through the generations, because those character traits that we inculcate ourselves with and our children with, those become part of our DNA and they go down through the generations. The Mzelbi Yesoid, we find Yom Kippur Mincha. Yom Kippur Mincha, we read a fascinating story, the story of Nineveh. It's unbelievable. We're talking about the metropolis of Assyria, the greatest city, the capital, a city which had a population of over 120,000 citizens. And they were wicked, they were Rishoyim. And Yoinom itapol verte, Yoinanovi, the greatest Magid, the greatest Novi, Gekumen. And within a few words, he managed to make a massive change in the community there, in the Kehillah of Nineveh. Und der ganze Stadt, mass repentance. How is it possible for a whole city to make such radical lifestyle changes from one moment to the next? Where is the Mekoyl for it? The Chazal tell us, Ashteit Apostuk in Bereshis, that Ashur built Nineveh. How did Ashur build Nineveh? Where did Nineveh appear from? Vosi Geshem? Because Nimrod, Ashur lived in the kingdom of Nimrod, and he was Ashur given a Baal Bos, given a Groese Yid given. He was a Groese Mensch. He was a Mechubedike Mensch. He was a mayor. He was a comfortable man. Given a Groese Asken. But when he saw that his children were being influenced by the rebelliousness of Nimrod, Nivne Migdol, go to rebel against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What happened? He left town. He left everything behind. He made a radical lifestyle change. From one moment to the next, he wandered off into the desert and ultimately ended up building Nineveh. Where did the people of Nineveh have that strength of character to make such a radical lifestyle change? Like Ruth did. Like anybody who makes such radical lifestyle changes. Those from Zeyde had from Zeyde Zeyde Ashu. They had it from the Elta Zeyde Ashu because it became ingrained within his genes, within part of his DNA, was this character trait. All that needed was to be harnessed by that future generation. Unocha dugma, apo dugmois we find. One dugma we find by Pinchos. We find in Parshas Pinchos, b'noi slofchot. Vatikravno b'noi slofchot. Zok de posu, ben Hefer, ben Gilod, ben Mochir, ben Menashe, leshevet Menashe ben Yosef. The Pasuk traces the genealogy of Bnei Slofchot all the way back to Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Why does the Pasuk need to trace the genealogy all the way back? Zokt Rashi Affenplatz, says Rashi. You know why? Because Bnei Slofchot weren't looking for Yerusha. They weren't looking for part of their inheritance. They were looking for Eretz Yisrael. Zom Libgat Eretz Yisrael. They loved Eretz Yisrael. Passionately. Where did this passionate love for Eretz Yisrael come from? From that it is gekumen. Zog de posag vatikrav no bnoi slofchot. Ben Hefer, ben Gilad, ben Mochir, ben Menashe, leshevet Menashe ben Yosef. Zog gekumen from the Elta Zeyde Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik made his brothers make a shvuah to take his bones to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Because he loved Eretz Yisrael. And that love for Eretz Yisrael came down through the generations. And that trait, that character trait of Ahavas Yisrael came down to his Einaklacht of Neus Lofchot. Unoch ha-gewaldike dugme, we find of this Yesoid. Trasante Zach, the Posuk in Yeshua, when Yeshua describes the gefährliche tragedy that took place in the Battle of Ai, where 37 Yidden lost their lives, even though they were promised by the Rabbeinu Shlomo that it'll be easy. Vosi Gishen, Klal Yisroel were moyel. Klal Yisroel am gegazen genomen von der Cherem. Welche Klal Yisroel? Was Achon. Ai, Vayim al Yisroel. Was Achon, how can you say what's Pshek Yisroel? Because Klal Yisroel are raving, so does it. Ein Yid tut an Aveiro, it was ganz Klal Yisroel to an Aveiro. His Achon was Poshet Yad, he stretched out his hand and he took from the spoils of war. He saw four items he couldn't resist. The gold bracelet, the gold necklace, 200 zuz. He couldn't resist it. He stretched out his hand, he was Poshet Yad and he took from the spoil. Vayikach Achon ben Karmi, ben Zavdi, ben Zerach leshevet Yehuda. Why does Yeshua feel it necessary to trace his genealogy all the way back to Zerach ben Yehuda? Was a pshat in them? L'choyre kemen zogin, al pi ha-medrash. Steht ha-medrash. Interessant. If you look in the parsha of the birth of the twins, Peretz and Zerach, steht dort nazeh. Vayihi be'eis lidato v'hinei so'ime bevitmo. Vayihi be'lidato vayihi ten yod. So Zerach stuck out his hand. Vatikach ha-meyaledes, vatikshor al yodoy, shoni, she put a red thread on his hand. Leimoy, zeyotzo rishoyno. Vayihi kemeishiv yodoy, when he put back his hand. Vihine yotzo ochiv. Peretz burst out, vatoymer, ma poratzlo lecho Peretz? Vayikoshmoy Peretz. Ve'achar yotzo ochiv, which brother? In case you thought maybe it's triplets. No, no, no. Asher al yodoy hashomi, the one who had this string on his hand. Vayikroshmoy Zorach. Four times Yad in the Parsha. Why four times Yad in the Parsha? Zot de Medrash Amar Reb Nosson. You know why it says four times Yad in the Parsha? To be remembered to the four items that Achon took. Mai Nishmita Yisrach Sinai. It says Yad four times in the by the birth of Zerach because of the four items that Achon took. Achon. Ben Karmi, Ben Zavdi, Ben Zerach, Lemate Yehudo. What's the pshat in them? Because Achon couldn't resist being Poshet Yad. He couldn't help it. Kleptomaniac, his hand took. Why? Where did it come from? sie gekommen von der Seide. Zerach. Zerach hat such a tendency. Varai he would call like that. It was Meramez. In Memela, this is the message. Eicho. Yoshua vododo hi rabosion. Sie gekommen von der Eicho Hüsele Zoyna Kirjone Emona. Und von wann die gekommen der Eicho Hüsele Zoyna? Gekommen von der Eicho Esele Wadi Tochachem und Masavchem Verivon. Those character traits that a person is inculcated with, they become part of his very essence, as Reb Chaim Volozhin says, as Reb Yisrael Salanter says. They're carried down through the generations. Umimele, chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, gam kiyazkin lo yosu mimenu. Even when he grows old, doesn't mean when he grows old, or with a kumadike doyrus, we have a gewaldike achrayus. Our achrayus is not just to educate ourselves, because we need to be educated. But what we do is mashpia from kumidike doyres. It becomes part of the DNA. And if it's the toivo, it's the toivo. If it's the raw, it's the raw. Bischus, the avoido, that is mutl upon us these days, we should try and do the right things. Mitch Hashem will be zoiche, the gewaldike nevuas, the binyan beis hamikdash, the meher v'yomeinu, amen v'amen.